item?
Item number 11, from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting a 120-day extension of the temporary assignment to a higher classification for Scott Wisniewski to continue serving as the Assistant Chief of Airport Rescue and Firefighting at General Mitchell International Airport.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. Terry Blue, Interim Airport Director. The item before you, sir, is a request to extend the temporary assignment to higher classification for Mr. Scott Wisniewski into the position of an assistant fire chief. Mr. Wisniewski is a firefighter at General Mitchell International Airport. The airport has the need for this, is coming to you for this request because Mr. Wisniewski has had two temporary tacks into the position, and this would be a third consecutive, so it extends beyond the time and therefore requires board approval to do so. The airport has a need to have Mr. Wisniewski in this position due to a current staffing shortage in the management level of the fire department due to two resignations and an injury to another individual. So currently, Mr. Wisniewski is acting as one of the assistant chiefs, which the assistant chief is essentially the shift commander position or the 24/7 management oversight of the fire department at the airport.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Blue, I have a number of questions, and the questions relate more to the fact that I know that there's a process. The chief has left, I believe, has resigned, and it's my understanding you have at least five or so positions of, five assistant chiefs.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, yes, the organizational structure of the Airport Fire Department is one fire chief position. I think the title is technically Chief of Airport Rescue Firefighting, but for simplicity, we'll call him the fire chief. And then there are five assistant chief positions, and then there are 18 firefighter positions. Currently, the chief's position was vacated when Chief Paul Minchess resigned from Milwaukee County on March 8th. One of the assistant chief positions was vacant on September 7th of 2013 when Assistant Chief David Myers resigned from Milwaukee County. And then we currently have an injury to one of the assistant chiefs since early January of this year.
And Assistant Chief Myers resigned when?
September 7th of 2013, sir.
Okay. Thank you. The reason I'm asking these questions, I have questions is because I'm trying to understand what the process is as far as hiring. If you've got a complement of 18 firefighters, that would be 24 persons in the department. I'm wondering why is it taking so long? Because the person who was being tacked started to be tacked in August of 2012 and was tacked into early 2013. And October of 2013, he was tacked again, and he continues to be tacked until now. And there's a request for him to receive another temporary assignment for higher classification now. So I'm wondering about the hiring process. I'm wondering why isn't that, because it's such important to have the firefighter staff out there at the airport. Because anything can happen, on an arrival. I remember when Midwest Airlines began. I think a plane was about to go into the air, only went so far, and then there was a fatal crash. So my point is, I'm concerned about the process and the fact that Mr. Wisniewski is being tacked again. When is it expected that, let me ask you this, is he a candidate for this position? Is he a candidate for the assistant fire chief's position?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
For which he has been temporarily assigned?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Mr. Wisniewski is not currently a candidate for the assistant chief position vacancy that exists. Mr. Wisniewski was tacked into the position back when the assistant chief program was created and approved by the board. I believe it was circa 2010, 2011, give or take. Some of you may recall that we used to have a different organizational structure in the fire department, and that there was one chief, one assistant chief, three fire captains that were part of the union, and 15 firefighters at the time, or correction, 18 firefighters. And the board, airport staff recommended, and the board approved that we change the organizational structure to the current structure of the one chief, five assistant chiefs, and 18 firefighters, the purpose being so that there would be a management-level position on duty 24/7, 365 for the fire department for the regulatory and other important reasons you've mentioned, Supervisor. At the time the position was created and advertised in late 2011, early 2012, I believe, Mr. Wisniewski was a candidate, had applied, and was offered a position, ultimately decided not to take the position. Mm-hmm. The position was then offered and filled by five other individuals who all took it, one of them being Assistant Chief Myers, who then, as I mentioned earlier, subsequently left in September of 2013. Mr. Wisniewski, for much of 2013, was a firefighter. Mr. Myers left us in September. We had four assistant chiefs. We can run the operation with as few as three. The fire chief then approached me in late 2013 and said, look, I think my time with Milwaukee County is going to be coming to an end in early 2015. I'd like to go out for recruitment, backfill this position in case there's a need to backfill for my position, so forth and so on. He'd given an original time frame of planned separation sometime in May. So at that time, while the recruitment process for an assistant chief was proceeding, Mr. Wisniewski was tacked into the position. He was the logical candidate in that he had been in the position for nearly a year when the assistant chief position was started, and he knew the job. It was plug and play, sir. There wasn't a train-up time and so forth, quite an investment that would be required with other positions.
And Director Blue, I understand he's got the experience, and as much as he's been tacked enough to have the experience, and he remains there. My question is with respect to the hiring process. Now, you don't have a chief. When is a chief to be expected to be selected? As a chief to be selected, I should say.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, an offer has been extended to the chief. We anticipate that individual to be joining Milwaukee County no later than early November.
Of this year?
Yes, sir.
November. Okay. Okay, well, I'm asking all these questions with respect to process.
Yes, sir.
Hiring process. And I will be voting, I'll just be voting no because of the process. In as much as that's why I'm voting.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, if I can offer just a little bit more information for Supervisor Johnson, we do have a recruitment out for the assistant chief. What happened is the fire chief was going to be here till May. He was working on filling that assistant chief position for us. Certification request or certification list request was submitted. We have a list of candidates. The chief, for personal reasons, moved his time up for departure from May to early March. I believe he separated on March 8th. So then we had an immediate need for recruitment for the fire chief. We started that process shortly thereafter, the assistant chief process. So now we had both processes moving forward. A very short list of candidates for the assistant chief has been created. And it was such that, okay, the fire chief is coming immediately subsequent. Let's put the assistant chief on hold for a very short time. Let's hire the chief and then let whoever he or she happens to be then pick from the short list, the finalists, and hire that person. That's the process we've taken. We're trying to take steps right now, sir, to have the prospective chief candidate come in, participate in a panel along with other members to pick that final assistant chief and get it hired. What really kind of exposed our weakness in our armor, if you will, sir, was the injury that came about to the one assistant chief. And that really kind of, when you take the one assistant chief vacancy, the chief resignation coming sooner than originally planned, and then an injury, it was kind of boom, boom, boom. And that's really, sir, what kind of put us in place. We've been overly optimistic, apparently, when the injury, when the injured person would be fully capable of returning to duty. Thus, the reason for this, an anticipated third temporary assignment. So I hope I've answered your question. I know it's a lot of information, yeah. But I want to...
No, that's fine. That's fine. I began to ask the question so that I could provide information, and you're here to provide information, which is appreciated. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be voting no. Basically, I understand that it's a rumor, correct or wrong, that you are one emerged from the fire department at the airport.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, a meeting has been held with the Milwaukee County Firefighters Association, Local 1072, in accordance with contract language to advise that a contemplation of another method of service would be looked into. There's absolutely minimal information, minimal anything. It was just a procedural step that would need to be taken before we could even do any homework to decide if it makes sense to do anything. So notification has been given. To your question, Supervisor Mayo, I can't predict the future. All that I can advise is that the meeting was given, or the notice was given to the fire department that homework would be done.
And I do not know this individual. The individual turned it down, said he don't want the position. Why are you warning this individual the position? I didn't know that until you said that. This person was a candidate. He had opportunities that he could have been there right now, and now he said no, but you still give it to him.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's a fair and valid question. It speaks to the situation that we're currently in, and that we have one assistant chief acting as the fire chief. We have another one injured. That leaves two more full-time assistant chiefs, and we need somebody else that is plug-and-play, that knows the job and can do it immediately. Out of the candidates out of the pool of candidates, he is logically the very best person to do that. If we do not have him, we would have to plug in somebody that does not have the skill set, sir. And then that's going to cost us more, because we're going to have to authorize some level of overtime, because it will be a function of on-the-job training, whereas with this particular individual, we don't have that. He's a very skilled operator, and he's done the job. So it was simply a logical piece of plug him in. There's no training time, therefore there's no increased cost for fulfilling that. If any one of the other individuals was plugged in, sir, I don't have the numbers, but I can tell you that it will take some level of overtime for an unknown period of time, depending on the capabilities of that individual, till we feel that they are, we can take the training wheels off, if you will.
Mr. Blue, Mr. Chairman, this is not the first time that the airport had overtime. Airport used to have overtime issues for a while. So this overtime is not an issue. It's the point I'm looking at, this is the third go-around for this individual, and he turned it down, and you still reward him. I don't know him. If he walked through his door, I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't know who he is.
Understood.
The point is, how can you keep rewarding somebody something who really said, I don't want the job?
Okay. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to what Supervisor Mayo just alluded to, I understand that you're the employer, are you not?
Yes, sir.
With respect to the union. Now, if people in the union decide that they want to do something else as far as aligning with another organization, another body, those are individuals who belong to that union, and they are now under your employer and the county's employer, are they not?
I'm sorry, I didn't track all of that. I apologize, sir.
Given what Supervisor Mayo just asked, you said that you received a notification from the firefighters union to do what?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, in accordance with contract language, notification was given to the firefighters union that, essentially contemplation would begin on exploring if there were other models, other ways to provide the FAA-required fire service at Mitchell Airport.
Okay, so you as management of the airport have notified the union that you're looking at possibly other models. That's what you're telling me.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, essentially that we would start to do homework to decide if it made any sense to bring forward to the policymakers information that there could be a different way of providing it. We truly, sir, don't even know, and we wouldn't unless we did some homework, and
Well,
we can't do so without providing notice.
Thank you very much. I misheard what was said. Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for that information, Mr. Bloom. Was the discussion strictly with the Milwaukee Fire Departments, or was the 128th Air Reserve, were they consulted with?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, could I? I think your question is other possible models or service providers. Is that the direction you're going, sir?
Absolutely correct. Yes.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I have not had any conversations with the 128th Air Refueling Wing. No,
okay.
Sir.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Blue. Mr. Chairman.
Anything else on this? If not, I think we had a motion, didn't we, or not? We have a motion to approve the stat.
Move adoption.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves to adopt this item. See no further discussion. We can take the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
No.
Johnson.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 11 be adopted prevails.